I'm your host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight for Diz Dad's podcast number 510 for Sunday, June 18th, 2017 are Don Donfris.
Hello, everybody.
Justin West.
Good evening again.
And our intrepid journalist, Brady Amond.
Hello, everybody.
Tonight, we're going to wrap up round two of the Diz Dad's podcast quick service dining tournament with second round matchups in the Beast region and the Nobleman's region. But before we jump into that, I want to thank our sponsor, Fantastic Memories Travel, and its Mousemaster Travel Group. The Mousemaster Travel Group focuses on Disney destination vacations, and Mousemaster agents would love to take care of the stressful parts of vacation planning so you can focus on the fun. You can check them out at mousemastertravel.com. All right, so everybody knows generally how this works by now. It's a quick service dining tournament. This is already the second round for each of these restaurants. They've already survived a first round matchup, in some cases a toughly fought tie. The way this will work is the same in the second round as it did in previous rounds. I'll toss out the two restaurants that are competing, get some reaction from panelists to make a case for one or the other. They'll kind of talk it out a little bit. We'll take a vote. I only vote if it will make or break a tie. So we've got three panelists. If everybody casts a vote, the only way I can vote is to lock things up. If for some reason somebody doesn't want to vote, refuses to vote, then I can also break a tie. Things that remain a tie will go to a listener poll for the most part. Now, we are going to have a little bit of a wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey round here because we're going to be addressing the second round of the Beast region. And just because of the recording schedule and all of that, well, the Beast region hasn't actually been heard yet as we record this, so we did have to do some dark mojo to resolve ties, and we're just going to hope that the way we resolve them ends up reflecting the same way that listeners resolve them. So, let's jump right into these and get started with round two in the Beast region. And this is a region headlined by top seed Be Our Guest Restaurant. And it's going to be involved here in this first matchup against the winner of a tough-fought tie between 8-seed Contempo Cafe and Everything Pop. Last-second push got Everything Pop over the top. And so we get the Park Restaurant Be Our Guest against arguably one of the highest-rated resort food court type quick service restaurants and Everything Pop. And Don, you kind of are the one who put this, you know, put Everything Pop over the top, so to speak. Can you make a case for Everything Pop against a top seed Be Our Guest Restaurant?
This is a tough one. No. I'm gonna go with Be Our Guest. As much for the experience as anything, because you know, the food's good, but not as huge menu. But the experience of being in Be Our Guest, the decor, the theming is not matched. Especially to a fast food counter in a very crowded hotel. So, no, I'm definitely going to Be Our Guest.
All right. So, you know, Don paused for a second, but ultimately, couldn't even really make a case for Everything Pop. Either of you, Brady, Justin, is there an argument here for Everything Pop?
There's an argument, but I mean, it's going up against a pretty tough opponent. I mean, I would argue that Everything Pop is probably, as far as hotel quick services or resort quick services, is right up there. It was one of the best. It's got a pretty diverse menu. And I think both breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but kind of comes back to what Don said, is atmosphere, two totally different atmospheres. Both of them are beast type atmospheres. One of them is a very glamorous and elegant beast atmosphere, and that's Be Our Guest. And the other one is just a bunch of kids running around like beasts, which is Pop Century. So, but I mean, I do love Everything Pop. It's got a lot of some of my favorite foods there, but it's just the experience of eating, you know, at Beast Castle is kind of tough to contend with.
Well, now I'll remind you of a couple of things that Everything Pop has going for it. One thing is that it's actually a quick service meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, unlike Be Our Guest, that is actually table service for dinner. And even for breakfast and lunch, you actually have to have a reservation for the most part. I mean, they will take walk-ups occasionally, but the wait is substantial if you don't have a reservation. So it's got that going for it. The other thing it has going for it is that you can get a beer with dinner at Everything Pop. You can't do that. Well, you can do that at dinner at Be Our Guest, but then again, it's not quick service at dinner at Be Our Guest. So, Justin, can a beer sway you to cast a vote for Everything Pop?
Boy, that's a guy to ask.
I mean,
exactly.
Really loaded question there. You know, typically, yeah, a beer can sway me, but in this instance, you mentioned it. The only real detraction from Be Our Guest in this matchup is the fact that it's not a quick service for dinner. But I think that the theming and atmosphere of Be Our Guest is so over the top that. I don't think that we could put Everything Pop over the top.
All right. Well, I did my best, but it's clear that we have, it sounds like, three votes for Be Our Guest Restaurant. And so the top seed once again marches on with a victory over Everything Pop. All right, so we move on to our next matchup, maybe one that would be a bit closer here. Again, it's a matchup between a resort quick service restaurant and an in-park Magic Kingdom quick service restaurant. We have number 5 seed, The Mara in Animal Kingdom Lodge, up against number 4 seed, Casey's Corner from Main Street USA. So, Brady, make an argument. Who ought to advance in this 4-5 matchup?
I mean, this is a pretty tough one. You're going to hear me say this a lot because I have 3 kids and they all have different tastes. So I need a diverse menu. I need to be able to get chicken nuggets and something a little bit different. And then obviously I've got to please my wife also. That being said, the Mara is probably more diverse than Casey's Corner, where it's just kind of hot dogs there. But for the nostalgia, the quintessential Disney experience, I think I'd have to go with Casey's, just because it's, to me, Casey's screams Disney. To me, that's just me. It's right there on Main Street. It's, you know, you can't pass it without smelling the food coming out of it. Whereas Animal, you know, Mara, you have to kind of go to Animal Kingdom. And some people probably never experience it because they'll never visit Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, I think I would just have to go with Casey's in that one.
All right. So, Justin, we've heard the case for Casey's. Is there an argument to be made here for the Mara in Animal Kingdom Lodge?
There might be, but it's not the path I'm going down. Casey's is my choice with this one. I'll let somebody else try to make the argument for the Mara, but Casey's, just with the location and the feel on Main Street. I mean, I made the cheddar wurst and tater tots for dinner tonight and sat outside listening to 40s music and kind of gave me a little bit of the just maybe a feel for what I might get at Casey's. So that's one of my favorites.
All right. So Don, it comes down to you. Is there anybody here who's going to speak up for the Mara from Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Not this guy.
Wow. 0-3 for the Mara. I got to say, I'm stunned.
I get the, I mean, if it were just totally based just on the food, yeah, I'd probably go Mara. But being that it's, especially Animal Kingdom, so far out of the way to get to, unless you're staying there, obviously. And then just being on Main Street, there's nothing that compares to that. You know, a nice summer evening. Boy, oh boy, you can't beat that. So I'm going Casey's.
You guys are killing me here. I'm telling you, I look at, I mean, the Mara to me is what theme park and what theme park resort quick service dining can be. It's got a broad variety of things available. There are items that are unique and well themed and fit their theme, as well as more accessible items. And there's things for everybody, things for kids, things for adults. You can get zebra domes at the Mara. You can get, you know, they actually have even, you know, wine and beer, including some interesting beer at the Mara. You know, maybe not great stuff, but actually some really good wine at the Mara. There's a lot to me to be said for some place that can produce that variety as compared to the hot dog stand, which is really, when you come down to it, what Casey's is. But, you know, Brady pulled out the Q word on us and y'all went with him. So with a 3-0 vote, I don't even get a word to say here. And I guess I've said a lot for not having a word to say, but
I'll tell you, Aaron, you're not wrong. The Mara, you know, I've eaten there a few times. It's good. It's good food and everything, but Casey's almost generates this feeling and this emotion around it that kind of connects you to the park and the Magic Kingdom with your family.
So Casey's wins because it creates a reality distortion field?
Sure. Why not?
Isn't that Disney?
I mean,
all right.
Like, well, I mean, I think both the first two matchups are just a situation where it was what they went up against. Like Everything Pop and the Mara, both are very good restaurants in their own right. It's just a matchup. It's kind of like that Big 12 team that finished third in conference and was really, 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 really good, but you know had to play the ACC number one in the first round. It's not fair for them. No offense, Kansas fans.
All right. So we get the victor here, Casey's Corner, moving on to the second round, or I guess moving on to the third round. This is their second round matchup. So that locks up the top half of the Beast region. We move on to the last couple of matchups here in the Beast region. This next one, I'm really intrigued with how this one came out. It's a 3-6 matchup, so they're favorites. But I think these are, in some ways, surprisingly similar restaurants. We have Wolfgang Puck Express in Disney Springs, the number 3 seed, matched up against the 6 seed, Sunshine Seasons. And I don't know, Justin, you want to pick a side here?
Oh, yeah, this one's close for me, but I think that I would lean towards Wolfgang Puck Express. It's got that, I don't know, you might want to call it fast casual. It's, you know, they're serving you on real dishes, and it's good food, you know, the Italian flavors and everything. My kids love their noodles, and I haven't been disappointed with anything I've eaten there. Sunshine Seasons is good too, but just I think Wolfgang Puck probably just edges it out a little bit for us.
Okay, so Justin has a vote on the table now for Wolfgang Puck Express. Don, did he get that right?
I think so. While Sunshine Seasons is good, and it's a nice change of pace. I just think Wolfgang Puck's edges it out because they take everything up a little bit more. You know, their stuff's a little, just a little bit better. So I'm going Wolfgang Puck.
Okay, so two votes for Wolfgang Puck. Brady, are you on board the Wolfgang Puck Express?
Oh, this is a tough one. I really do like both of them, and I've often said that I think Sunshine Seasons is one of the best quick service places in all of Disney. Just because it's different, it's not the traditional bacon cheeseburger and chicken nuggets. At the same time, Wolfgang Puck has any good stuff too. You know, I'm gonna put Aaron to work and see if he could force a tie here. I'm gonna go with Sunshine Seasons.
Well, you know, I appreciate that opportunity. And there are some things that I really enjoy about Sunshine Seasons. As much as I praise Wolfgang Puck for the breadth of their menu, Sunshine Seasons maybe even takes it a step farther and has a menu that is even more eclectic. But for me, I'm pulled by a couple of things. First of all, one of my favorite things about Sunshine Seasons was a sort of late breakfast there. They had a really fantastic, it's hard to describe. It was essentially a croissant bread pudding that was for breakfast. It was like a blueberry croissant bread pudding. So good. And it's gone. And I was disappointed to see that go. There really wasn't anything on that menu that excited me for breakfast anymore. And that was just about the only time I would find myself there, because that's the other thing, you know, problem with Sunshine Seasons is that if I'm in Epcot and I'm going to have lunch, chances of me staying on the Future World side of the park are pretty limited. On the other hand, if I'm in Disney Springs, when it was Downtown Disney, at least, I was going to find Wolfgang Puck Express. That was my destination. Other people would argue with me and still will about Earl of Sandwich. To me, Wolfgang Puck Express was the class of quick service at Downtown Disney. My kids, this would be to us, that's how we would start our Disney vacation. Right, Walt Disney World Vacation started with that first night dinner at Wolfgang Puck Express in Downtown Disney, and I almost lament a little bit that there's so much other great stuff now in Disney Springs that it's harder and harder to justify going back. But that said, I have three words for you: bacon wrapped meatloaf. And that by itself is enough for me to say, no, I'm not making a tie.
Compelling argument.
All right. So Wolfgang Puck Express advances, and we have our last matchup in the second round of the Beast Region. This is an all Disney Springs matchup. Old Guard versus New Guard. We have Cooks of Dublin, the 7 seed, facing a sort of upstart favorite in 2 seed Deluxe Burger. And let's get this one started with Brady. What do you think?
Well, I've very little experience with Cooks of Dublin and zero experience with Deluxe, obviously. Hopefully you get to try that this weekend when we go down there. I don't know, man. It's Cooks of Dublin has a much broader menu, in a sense. I mean, it's still traditional Irish food, whereas the Deluxe is burgers. But there are some burgers on that Deluxe menu that look like could become Disney staples for a lot of Diz dads. It's hard for me to make to pick one because, like I said, I did cook the Dublin, but it was a very brief thing, and I don't remember too much about it. I think all I did was get the battered burger and chips, I think, is what I got. Man, this is
all right. Well, here we go. Let's try this. Brady's struggling to come down on one side or the other. So, you know, maybe Don, you want to help him out? Who do you think he ought to be siding with?
Oh boy, pretty sure in the last round I went with Deluxe Burger, and I think I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
I just, you know, and while it's typical theme park kind of fare, I just dig the customization and the cool mixes that they do with the burgers. So I'm going to go with Deluxe Burger.
Okay. So Don has made an argument for Deluxe Burger. Justin, you going to argue with him here?
For me, I can't say that I have tried the Deluxe Burger. And it sounds, everything I've read, it sounds good. And I would definitely give it a try. Cooks of Dublin for me. What was that you brought up earlier about the beer? Because grabbing the fish and chips and stepping outside and grabbing a beer from the hole in the wall and sitting there outside on a nice warm evening, it really something I like to do. I like the fish and chips and the beer, and I mean it, the downtown Disney Springs area is evolving so much, so there's so many more options than there used to be, but for me, Cook's kind of has this staple that I've come to enjoy, and while, you know, burgers are great, I get burgers all over the place, you know, here. So I'll go with Cooks of Dublin in this matchup.
All right. So before I toss this back to Brady, just going to mention a couple of things here, Justin. First of all, Deluxe has Funky Buddha and Lagunitas on draft. And gelato shakes with smoked bourbon.
Sounds delicious, and I'm gonna get one of those bourbon shakes. Believe me, it's, I don't think it's enough to sway me though.
All right. So Brady, we're back to the indecisive Brady Amon with, yeah, you know, an argument made for each side. Where are you coming down now, Brady?
I think, yeah, you got me with bourbon shake, but I think I'm gonna go with Deluxe because it's just it sounds like the appeal of it, and like I said, I think it's gonna end up being one of the Dizdad staples. I think once word gets around and more people eat there, I think they're gonna realize that's. I mean, everything I've heard about it so far has just been positive. So I'll find out hopefully this weekend. I better report back.
All right.
Well, I'll go with Deluxe.
We'll look forward to hearing that. Now, so far we have two votes for Deluxe and a vote for Cooks. It was a tough call in a lot of ways. And I know I made an argument here in favor of Deluxe. I got to say, I think this one is close enough that I want to hear from the listeners. So I'm actually going to go ahead. And even though I made an argument for Deluxe, I'm going to make a tie here because I think the listeners deserve to be heard on this one. And I'm going to tie it up with a vote for Cooks of Dublin. So there. Ha. and that's going to take us that completes the Beast Region second round. So just a quick review of Beast Region second round. We had Be Our Guest over Everything Pop, Casey's Corner over The Mara, Wolfgang Puck Express over Sunshine Seasons, and a tie between Cooks of Dublin and Deluxe Burger. And we still now have the Nobleman region to narrow down. We have a second round matchup here. Again, a nice sort of new guard, old guard contrast. We have number two seed Captain Cooks, located in the Polynesian Village, and I believe the highest seeded resort restaurant in the entire tournament, matched up with a complete newcomer, so new that when this tournament started, they'd barely opened their doors. And that's the 10 seed, an upset special from the first round, the Polite Pig. And let's get this one rolling with Justin West's take on Captain Cooks versus the Polite Pig.
Well, it's really not fair to the Polite Pig in this, in my mind, because it's so new and hasn't really had a chance to get a whole lot of publicity, but it really does sound good. I'm a big fan of barbecue, pork products, bacon, all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, Captain Cook's is probably my favorite resort quick service place. The fish tacos that I've had there are fantastic, and the Polynesian resort there, it's just so while I'm looking forward to giving Polite Pig a try, the Captain Cook's is really one of my favorites, so I'm going to go that direction.
Okay, so Don, is he right? Is a resort restaurant finally going to stand a fighting chance in the second round?
Well, not for me. Because I love barbecue. And if this has got any kind of decent barbecue, to me, I'm all in. And looking at the menu really looks... even though I had a big dinner tonight, I think I'd like to go eat there right now. So I'm going Polite Pig.
All right. So, Brady, it's back in your lap. You've got the barbecue of Polite Pig on one side versus the, Polynesian feel of Captain Cook's on the other. What do you think?
Sorry, I was muted. Like Justin said, it's kind of unfair here because while I do love barbecue and I'm anxiously awaiting a chance to try the Polite Pig, it's Captain Cook's. Now, I will say that it did lose some points when it got rid of the Dole Whip soft serve, the self-serve where you could make sure you make your Dole Whip mountain. So it lost some points there for me, but still, Tonga Toast. Big Kahuna, I got to go with Captain Cook's. Now, Polite Pig, maybe a couple of years from now, might be one of these top two or three seeds, but I think it has to prove itself first.
Okay. So far we've got two votes for Captain Cook's, one vote for Polite Pig, an opportunity for me to make a tie here if I wanted to. Tempted. But I'm not gonna. Captain Cook's is gonna advance, if for no other reason, even though the Dole Whip is gone, they still have Tonga Toast, and quick service priced Tonga Toast is one of my favorite quick service restaurant secrets. Secret is out. Go there, get your Tonga Toast. The only thing you don't get is the strawberry sauce.
Did you see the bourbon bar?
So the thing is, if. The bourbon bar is intriguing.
Throwing out the big guns, huh?
Yeah, I know. And it's hard. It's hard for me to say. But here's the thing. I'm sure that it'll be... I mean, all the reviews so far have been good. I'll give it that. I'm from Kansas City. I know good barbecue. I get good barbecue from like a half a dozen places all around. There is no place in this town that makes Tonga Toast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there are places that try to do stuffed brioche French toast or whatever. It isn't the same. It's not the same. And Kona coffee that you can order. I mean, you know, there are just so many things that are unique about Captain Cook's as compared to Polite Pig, which I can get other places. And I know it's unique to Disney Springs and in some ways unique to Disney because it's a more much more extensive barbecue menu than what's available at someplace like Flame Tree. And I'm glad it's there. But to me, you know, this is a buzzsaw. There's a reason that Captain Cook's is the top seeded resort restaurant in the tournament. And I just can't see forcing a tie with a restaurant that, you know, just probably if we were doing this again, you know, 2 years from now, we might have a different battle on our hands. But at this point, you know, Polite Pig's got to do something first, right? They're the rookie who hasn't shown themselves yet.
Okay.
So, Captain Cook's will advance, and that brings us to an unusual, I think, matchup here, because first of all, we have what is to date our biggest upset of the tournament, and that is that courtesy of the fan vote, Liberty Inn put up a convincing victory over Katsura Grill. I really thought Katsura was going to pull this out, but tally I'm looking at here is 35 votes Liberty Inn, 28 votes for Katsura Grill. So, you know, within a few percentage points, but a pretty decisive victory with, you know, 63 votes cast. And so Liberty Inn, you know, survived that tough battle with Katsura and moved on to face perhaps a slightly overseeded 3-seed in Backlot Express in Disney's Hollywood Studios. So it's Epcot against Hollywood Studios. And Brady, get us rolling. Who ought to advance here?
Well, I'll say that I voted for Liberty Inn in that tiebreaker, and that's only because we like, so I'm from Louisiana, we're Cajun there, and what we like to do is we like to catch sushi and put it on a hook and then throw it back out and catch a real fish and then fry that or grill it. So that's kind of why I went with Liberty Inn, but normally would not eat at Liberty Inn. And that being said, I normally would not eat at Backlot Express until recently, and I think it was 4 or 5 words, dark side, chicken and waffles. That's what won it over for me. And when they revamped their menu a little bit, it's still kind of a weird place to eat. But I think that kind of wins the argument for me because of what they've added with that dark side chicken and waffles. Now, the one thing I'll say about Liberty Inn is that they do have a lot of seating there for a quick service restaurant. It's a pretty big place. But going to your point earlier, Aaron, about Epcot, if I'm eating in Epcot, if I'm in the World Showcase, Liberty Inn's probably so far down the list that I don't even notice it when I pass by. So I'm going with Backlot Express here, just kind of by default.
All right. I think you make a sound case there for Backlot Express. Justin, is he right?
Yeah, I think so. Liberty Inn, it suffers to me. It suffers from its actual location. It's so far back, and it's disappointing in what it provides from the American fare standpoint. For, you know, putting the USA on the World Showcase, they certainly could put some better food out there. And Backlot Express, while there's not a whole lot of real exciting stuff, there's not that much good stuff to eat in Hollywood Studios from a quick service standpoint. And so it kind of stands towards the head of the pack in Hollywood Studios. And so for me, Backlot Express would take it here.
All right. So there's 2 votes for Backlot Express. You know, Don, do you need to give me an opportunity to make a tie here?
No,
No love for upstart Liberty Inn, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's always been one of my most disappointing places. I just, for the life of me, cannot understand how, you know, that's the USA at Epcot, and that's the best that they can do. It's just, there's so much better food that we can, that they can offer other than just some basic stuff that's not even done very well. You know, I just, it's, so, and there's really no ambiance to it whatsoever either. It's just, yeah, it's not even close for me.
Okay. So a clean sweep for Backlot Express, the three seed that just chugs right along. You know, I thought maybe they were overseeded, but once again, they steamroll an opponent. So Backlot Express advances to the third round, and we get the bottom half now of the Nobleman's Region. The first matchup here is an interesting contrast. We have a resort restaurant, Hurricane Hannah's, which is at the Beach Club Resort, and it's in the Stormalong Bay area, which kind of came up during the last show. So I want to make sure that we include that in the description here. And it faces off with another tiebreak survivor, that being Harambe Market, which had perhaps an unexpectedly tough matchup with the Frontierland Turkey Leg cart. You know, this one, I was stunned. I believe I made the tie to force this one, you know, to go to a tie. And you know, it was almost a tepid opportunity for me to even make the tie, if I recall correctly, from the first round panel. But the listeners got it right, in my opinion. A pretty resounding victory for Harambe Market, 39 to 21 votes over the Frontierland Turkey Leg cart. So now it faces perhaps a bit of a buzzsaw in Hurricane Hannah's. 4-seed Hurricane Hannah, 5-seed Harambe Market. Don, who wins?
Boy, I'm going to go with Harambe Market. Just for the uniqueness of the menu, and location's a little more accessible, because getting to Storma Bay, you have to be, don't you? You'd have to be,
yeah, you pretty much, you have to be a guest of Beach Club or Yacht Club.
Yeah, to go there. So, Harambe Market, it is for me.
All right. So Don casts his vote for Harambe Market. Brady, did he get it right?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, for the reasons he said, you know, Harambe Market has a pretty good menu, and also it's more accessible. I think the one drawback it has is that it's outdoor seating. Now, you are under umbrellas, but it is outdoors. It's in Africa, and it's Africa hot, so it's very uncomfortable at times. But that being said, I could actually get there. I could afford an Animal Kingdom ticket. I can't afford the Yacht Club, so I'm going to go with the plus Harambe Market. I ate there. I think we ate there when it first opened. We didn't even realize it was opening, and we saw that they were kind of ushering people in. And I had the grilled chicken skewer, and my wife had the grilled vegetable stack, and both of them were really, really good. So it's some good food for it being a kind of a small menu in kind of a tucked away area in Animal Kingdom.
All right. So Justin, you know, there are two votes for Harambe Market. Is there a defense for Hurricane Hannah's here? I mean, you know, it's the simple menu done well, I think, is Terry's defense of Hannah's.
Yeah, I like the beachfront, like shack type menu there, the lobster and shrimp roll and the hummus and the freshness of it and everything. And you know, who can beat sitting in Stormalong Bay? You know, the what kind of resort has a better pool complex than that? But I think it does suffer from accessibility, and personally, the Harambe Market, I just think it's got a great theming, and I do like the offerings. It's not your typical burger and fries, and you know, there's some real good options there with the sausages and such, and ribs. I know my 6-year-old daughter, she just loves ribs, and while Brady's point about sitting outside is true, and it's hot, but you know, you're sitting outside at Hurricane Hannah's too, and so I don't think the Harambe Market really suffers in that respect in this matchup. I just think that the accessibility of it and the theming is you feel like you're in Africa, or it's a pretty neat little place.
Okay, so I think that makes it a clean sweep there for Harambe Market. I can hear Terry groaning already. But Terry, you know, it just means that your stool will be there for you, because the rest of us will be at Harambe Market. All right. So we're down to our last matchup in the Nobleman region. And this is a Downtown Disney matchup, a 1-8 top seeded Earl of Sandwich against the Daily Poutine. So let's let Justin get us started with this one. What do you think, Justin? Is it the Earl or Daily Poutine?
I'm trying to think of something clever here to make everybody laugh, but I don't even think there's much of an argument. The Daily Poutine is a little narrow in its offerings there, but and the Earl of Sandwich has a nice variety of options and probably one of the best bangs for your buck on property. And so, you know, I know it's a little chain. You can get it elsewhere. But I think here that there really isn't much competition. Earl of Sandwich.
All right. So Justin lays the smackdown on Daily Poutine, says it's not even a close call. Earl of Sandwich moves on. Brady, you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I'm upset the Canadians here, but I love French fries and gravy as much as the next guy. But Earl of Sandwich is one of those places that it was actually the first place I've ever eaten in Disney. We got off the plane, went straight to Downtown Disney, and that was the first place we went to. And ever since then, that's one of our spots we always hit. I'm a little worried that it's going to suffer a little bit because of all these great restaurants that are moving into Disney Springs. And I'm worried that maybe a few years down the road, it might not have the same appeal. But I love the original 1762 full Montague. Those are both of my, I know everybody likes the holiday turkey, but those are the two. I like the roast beef sandwiches. So yeah, I think it's a walkover, Earl of Sandwich.
Okay. So, two votes, not even questioning it for Earl of Sandwich. Don, you on board with the stomping being given to the Daily Poutine?
Big time stomp. I mean, the Daily Poutine looks very interesting and be a really good place to maybe grab a snack to tide you over until you got to Earl of Sandwich a little later. there's not enough on there to even give it a match.
All right, fair enough. So Earl of Sandwich advances. I just want to note for the record before we move on, you know, one of the things to me over time, I think Earl of Sandwich has maybe lost a little bit of its luster, at least partially because you do find Earl of Sandwich in other places now. I mean, they've popped up with airport restaurants in several cities. And I don't know. I mean, it was one thing when it was a unique thing that you only found in Downtown Disney. now that it's in Disney Springs and in the airport and a couple of places, and I don't know, it's a sandwich place, and they've got lots of sandwich places. It's a good sandwich place, don't get me wrong. I just don't know that it's that much better than everybody else. That's just me.
I don't disagree with that.
I totally agree with you there. But a good sandwich over fries and gravy is
a good sandwich really. Over fries and gravy. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So just to do a quick recap here of our second round in the Nobleman's region, we had Captain Cook's decisively over the Polite Pig, Backlot Express over Liberty Inn, Harambe Market over Hurricane Hannah's. Sorry, Terry. We've got that's our one upset in this region. And Earl of Sandwich advancing over the Daily Poutine. So no ties this time in the Nobleman's region. So as we're wrapping up here, guys, anything about either of these sort of sub-regional rounds that maybe surprised you a little bit or turned out maybe a little differently than you expected?
I think the Beast region lived up to its name. I think it was a beast region when you look at those matchups. I mean, Be Our Guest, Everything Pop was a tough one. The Mara and Casey's Corner was a tough one. Wolfgang Puck and Sunshine Season was a tough one. And then the last matchup, Cooks and Deluxe, ended up in a tie. So, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd put all those to a vote and they all turned out differently than what we said, because I think it's just those are tough, tough matchups. And, you know, like a place like the Mara or Everything Pop against another restaurant probably would have fared. But you put Everything Pop against a Daily Poutine or the Mara against Daily Poutine, and, you know, they're probably in the third round. So it's a beast of a region.
Good point. Anybody else? Any thoughts on any of these matchups?
Go ahead, Justin.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're really starting to see the cream starting to separate itself from some of these places that are, the early round matchups. You know, you have some stuff that finds its way through, but once they get up against a stalwart, it's not really much of a comparison. So it'll really start to get interesting when it whittles its way down to like eight places, four places.
Sure. Any other thoughts, Don?
No, I would pretty much what Justin was said. It's now you're starting to get to the point where the matchups are going to get a lot tighter, and it's going to really come down to, you know, you're not going to have these little snack places in there and stuff like that where it's an easy decision. We're going to have some tough some battles on who's going to advance. So it'll be fun.
Well, basically what Don's saying is that Backlot Express, we're looking at you, buddy.
You're playing right now. All right. I have to admit, I was thinking the same thing looking at this. I'm like, you know, one of these things is not like the others. just doesn't seem to be in the same class with most of the other restaurants here that have moved on to a third round. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we move forward. So, all right. Well, you know, you've heard what we think about all of these restaurants. We'd love to hear your take. You can let us know by emailing us at podcast@dizdads.com, visiting our blog, dizdads.com, tweeting us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter, or visiting us on Facebook at facebook.com/DizDadsPodcast. And in particular, we want you to come back to DizDads.com and cast your vote to help break that tie between Cooks of Dublin and Deluxe Burger so that we know who will advance to the next round. I think we finally have the time machine coordinates straightened out, so we shouldn't have any more of these issues of rounds, you know, being inappropriately dispersed through the space-time continuum. So until next time, I've been Aaron Ripmaster with Brady Amond.
Take care, everybody.
Don Donfris.
Good night, everybody.
And Justin West.
Talk to you later, all. really should have thought this through, agreeing to be on the podcast talking about a food when I'm in the middle of a fast for blood work in the morning.